Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Black, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available to download at your leisure. And we have a fantastic young man on the program today talking right before we went live. He spent from 2018 to 2023 all at Central Connecticut, the standout Northeast Conference defensive back, and made a habit out of making second team and all honors almost every single year this young man suited up for the Blue Devils. But with that said, Tyler Boatwright, welcome to the program, my friend. How is this evening treating you?
One more time. Thanks for having me, bro.
I said, how is this? Oh, yeah. How is this evening treating you?
It's really low.
Okay. You can't hear me, you mean?
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Okay. Trying to figure out. Did you hear the intro?
Yeah, I heard the intro. It was just the last word you said. I couldn't hear it.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right. Well, hey, man, listen, you're preparing a test. You said you just got done working out. What's it like knowing that you're not preparing for spring ball and you're preparing for the NFL draft?
Man, it's a dream come true. It's everything I've always wanted, and it's just so surreal that it's happening. It's been a great experience at Test Football. I'm around a bunch of great guys that's helping me. They're helping me propel to where I want to be, and I can't thank them enough for putting me in positions to achieve what I want.
And that achievement from a young age, were you the better athlete on the court, on the field, any sport, any activity? Were you the guy that everybody wanted to pick first?
I would say I was definitely in the top. I used to run track back in the day.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm a gifted athlete. I've always had it. Something in me that I was just athletically gifted.
I think you're being very modest. I bet you were the kid in Pop Warner that scored 4 or 5 touchdowns every game.
I have before. But I'm more about winning. That's really the main thing.
Oh, I love it.
Whatever I can do to help the team, I'll do that. And I'm just going to give it my all.
I love it. So kind of take us through. So you're doing your thing. You said, you know, you're a gifted athlete. You're very talented. When do you kind of start to transfer to the defensive side? And when do you kind of know that, you know, this is the position that's going to get you to this point where you're in New Jersey and you're training for the 2024 NFL draft?
So I started playing football at 5 years old. I started off junior Raiders. And would later on play for Hillsborough High School. I'm from Hillsborough, New Jersey. And I instantly fell in love with football. I love how it brings people together, the excitement, and I use it as an escape. And I've been playing running back up until high school, and I switched over in college to cornerback. I just had a sense of just a good awareness and great instincts that helped me react quickly to plays and anticipate routes. I was always a mentally tough football player, and at cornerback, it's a high-pressure position where mistakes can be costly. So being resilient is essential just to bounce back from setbacks and maintaining that confidence. And I was always a speed guy, so my speed and agility helps me hang with any receiver, I feel like. And playing offense, I've always had ball skills. And that translates perfectly to the defensive side, being able to locate and track the ball in the air to make interceptions and pass breakups.
Excellent stuff. Nicely said. Once again, Tyler Boatwright, the standout Central Connecticut DB here on the C2B, breaking down what this young man brings to this draft class. I got to ask, and I ask this of all our guests, this one particular question. If we threw you in the film room, you're with these NFL scouts that are sitting there next to you. What do you think they're going to love about your ability to play defensive back?
I believe my versatility and being able to play anywhere, whether it's nickel, safety, corner, or even offense, playing receiver or running back, honestly. just being able to put me anywhere and knowing that, okay, this player is going to do what we need him to do and more. He's resilient. He's relentless. And as far as just being in the film room, I could be able to tell you from a set what to expect and just from, because I played receiver a little bit too at Central Connecticut for a brief period, so I was able to see a different perspective from the other side of the ball and learn from a lot of my teammates who were veterans at the time, and they would just kind of just help me out and kind of figure things out. So I was able to see different route combinations and how to read it.
And I'm so glad you mentioned the receiver part, because we've been kind of highlighting your athleticism, as we should be. And I was going to joke with you, have you ever joked with the coaches that you needed some offensive snaps? So you were on the offensive side of the ball with the Blue Devils. How did that go for you?
I had a lot of fun. It brought back a lot of memories. I started playing football at 5 years old, and part of me falling in love with the game is me having the ball in my hands. It just felt like it was natural. And Fever at Central Connecticut was definitely a fun time. I enjoyed it.
Oh, I love it. That's a great thing. Now, you mentioned your film room study. How about outside of what scouts can see on tape? I do know they listen into the program. You mentioned your film room, ability, I guess, study. Maybe you're a weight room warrior, team captain, great community. Maybe some of the schemes defensively didn't allow you to do certain things. This is your show, Tyler, and we want teams out there to know as much as they can. Anything to add that they won't see on tape that you definitely think it's something that they should know?
That goes unnoticed. I would say my willingness to play special teams, whether it's gunner on punt, fielding kicks, coming off the edge to block kicks, my versatility to play anywhere, like I said, I'm resilient. No matter the score, I don't give up on plays, and I just try to make a difference every play. And I feel like this relentless attitude can inspire my teammates in challenging moments.
Very, very nicely said. You come across as a very, in a complimenting way, wise beyond your years, it seems like you're almost a coach on the field or a positive influence in the locker room, a steady voice, if you will. Do I got you right, or am I not on cue there?
It took me a while to get to this point, and it's just so surreal. I'm just trying to just live in the moment, and it's just everything I've always wanted is right in front of me.
Hey, man, it is right in front of you. There's more where that came from. You got a lot ahead of you.
Yes,
now, we talked about the track guy. We talked about the gifted athleticism, and you're at test training for your pro day and everything that comes with being in your position. Are you particularly excited about any of the combine-type drills that you're going to be doing in the next coming weeks?
Of course. I'm excited for all of them, but my 40-yard dash is going to be special.
What did you think
Keep
of it, Xavier Worthy? I will. Listen, I always tweet something to kind of catch everybody's eye, so I'm definitely going to quote you there. You talking about the 40 time. That always gets everybody excited. Xavier Worthy, what did you think of his 40 time at the combine?
It was special.
Are you going to be in that kind of neighborhood, like area code of that, roundabouts?
I plan to be around 4.1, 4.3 range.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. God bless you. That is gifted.
We come.
Once again, man, I love it. I'm excited. And when's your pro day? That way I want to make sure I text you good luck that day.
Appreciate it. My pro day is March 20th.
March 20th. and we're on the 7th, a couple more weeks. Do you just want to wake up tomorrow and get to it, or are you content having a week or two to kind of just fine-tune this thing?
I would say a little bit of both. Can't go wrong with fine-tuning a couple more things. I had the pleasure of working with a former Olympian, Otto. He came to test football, and that was a great experience. And just everyone there, it's just I feel like every day I'm there, I'm just getting better and learning more.
Yeah, and Otto Bolden is fantastic. I actually fooled around with those guys one year, and Otto was putting me through the 40. And it's, as you know, because you're doing it, it's crazy just the process of getting out of your stance and how you're going to lift. You know, people just think you get down and run fast. There's a science to it, and those guys know how to perfect it.
It's a little thing.
Oh man, it is. It was cool. It was cute. I mean, not cute. It was cool. I mean, just you know. I mean,
yeah.
We didn't even move 5 yards, and we were there for a half hour. Him just showing you what to do. Now you play DB, and you mentioned all the other nickel and all that. But what's it like lining up against you? It's 3rd and 8. Big down. I got to get 8 yards. You aren't going to let me get 8 yards. Are you chatty? Are you quiet? Kind of take us through how you're going to keep me from doing what I got to do.
I'm definitely going to switch it up. I'm never going to give a receiver the same look every time, whether it's one play I'll be hands-on press or I'll play off or just like playing mind games with the quarterback so they don't know what coverage I'm in necessarily. I can bait them thinking I'm playing man and at the last second play off. Just little things like that.
I like it. Now, we've been talking X's and O's the whole show, Tyler. Anything outside of the game of football that you have interests, hobbies, or passions?
I have a passion for making music. I love being in nature and being around my family. Those are probably my top three for sure.
Oh, man, wait a minute. There's not a lot of bad things about the three you mentioned. I mean, music, everybody loves music. Being out in nature is superb. And then being around family, there's nothing better than that as well. Hey, we got a couple more minutes. Before I let you go, we call it 3 and out. They're just a few lighthearted, off-the-wall type questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Let's get it.
All right, that Blue Devils coaching staff. Who on staff had the biggest pet peeve, Tyler? If you did this during practice, you or your teammates might catch some hell.
Let's see. So I'm going to go with Coach E. So if he ever saw you walking off the field or anything of that sort, you're going to hear an earful. We gotta jump off the field and just be everywhere until the next drill or whatever the case may be. We just gotta do it in a hurry. Like we can't wait to do it.
Very good.
So that's kind of been instilled in my mindset. Just be very. What am I looking for? Just get after it.
Well, that instills you. That instills you know that's and that'll give you that hustle.
Sure.
Attitude. How about this one? Are we more likely to see Tyler Boatwright as the lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model?
I would say model.
Most guys say model. And then the final one for you, my friend. We're a couple of months away from this draft. You're going to be with family and friends. Awaiting to hear your name come off the board or find out where you're going to sign afterwards. But with that said, Tyler, who's the best cook in your family and what would you like that person to have prepared as a celebratory meal as you take this next step?
Right now, I'm going to give it to my brother. He's the best cook right now. And I like his pork chops. So if he can cook some pork chops, after the draft and all that, that would be great.
All right. Well, we got a first.
It's soon going to be me, though. I'm soon going to be the best cook.
Oh, so you're the best cook, but you're just not good. Well, you can't cook for your own draft party, but you're saying a seven-game series, 7-game series between you and your brother cooking. Do you win it in four, or is there a tight series?
Right now, he's probably going to beat me. I'm not going to give any numbers on it, but he got me. He got me as of right now.
All right.
But things can change. Things can definitely change.
Fair enough. Well, hey, he is on the clock for pork chops, and you, Tyler Buttright, are on the clock for the 2024 NFL Draft. Hey, you've been an absolute pleasure, and we appreciate your time tonight.
It's been great being on the phone with you, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Well, yes, sir. Once again, that is the standout or Northeast DB, Tyler Buttright, here on the C2P.